better than his last year?
Well, we're talking about our group, you know. We're not talking about a position. You know, you go back to last year and you look at us, we finished, what, middle of the pack. I think we finished 16th, and out of 12 playoff teams, I think we were like probably six going into playoff offensively, but we feel like we did not play well at all. So that tells you the standard that we have, the standard that I have, that Rico has, and what we want to do. And we got to improve as a team. You know, we can't turn the ball over as much as we did last year. We got to play better up front. And if we do those things with the players we got, we're going to be a better offense, you know. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a group. Not a player.
There is pressure on being a guy that comes after a legend. Are you trying to take the pressure off of whoever that is?
Well, the pressure comes off when the team is good. You know, that's what it's about. And, you know, good news is I've been through this before, you know, when John walked away, and Bubby and Brian, and, you know, so that's a really tough deal, you know. So what you try to do is let them be themselves, try to make sure we develop this team as best we can around them, and then let them go do their job. So that's what we're trying to do.
Gary, from your experience, is there any way to build, I guess, cohesiveness between an offensive line other than reps? Is there any way you can speed it up, or is it just time together?
No, you got to play together. I mean, you know, we're at a stage right now, you're always thinking about your team 4 weeks from now, you know. So as a coach, I got some things going on, how I'm dealing with Okung right now and stuff. And he did practice more today. Yeah, I mean, you want them out there together. You want them working. That's how they get better and how they play. And, you know, last year we were playing with seven guys, you know, for the most part. So I think we've got a chance to settle down, but we're going to settle down with five if they do their job. So we'll see.
Gary, your assessment of Trevor today, getting some more first-team snaps?
You know, I got to go back and look. You know, we did a lot. We got after pretty good today. We did a lot. We split fields. So some things I can't see until I go back and watch, you know. I know Marcus practiced really well for a couple of days, you know, and I think Trevor's done fine. The young kids like this, you know, really good period, really rough period, and very talented. So I like the way we pushed through. Got a little tired out there today, but I thought at the end we pushed through and, you know, had another good day.
Does performance change reps within a practice, or are they set before time?
Within a no.
Yeah, like, you know,
no, we're going to come out here and practice the way we're set. I mean, We're like I said, we're trying to go up there every night, looking at the equal amount with each kid. It's what we're trying to do. And so that'll probably stay consistent here, I would say, probably for a couple of weeks.
Coach Jordan Taylor seemed like he got the crowd going with a pretty
good
catch.
Yeah, I saw it from like 75 yards away, you know. So it was obviously something special. I'll go take a peek. But, you know, Jordan's an interesting kid. It seems like the harder things get and the longer we practice and those type of things is when he starts to play at his best, you know. So legs get a little tired today, but yet he keeps going. I think his condition level gives him the chance to be a really good player.
Coach, what does Marlon Brown bring into this receiving corps?
Yeah, this has been pretty good. You know, I'm first off just excited that John was able to get that done. Marlon's a good player. He got hurt last year, played really well for me 2 years ago in Baltimore. He's a big kid. He knows what we're doing. He plays really well on special teams. Marlon can help this team, and he's made it very competitive, and I think the guys know that, so feel very fortunate to get him.
Looks like he's already built a little bit of a rapport with Paxton.
I don't know if it's so much that as Marlon knows, you know, Marlon walked in here and knows the offense because he's been with me before, so he's in the right spot, and Paxton's got to throw it to the guy he's supposed to throw it to, so I think it's been more about that.
Gary, Phil Taylor left the practice.
A little bit of a knee. We'll get an MRI. We'll see what happened. I think Sly left the practice field today, shoulder. So, you know, as always, those are camp things, and give you a better answer probably tomorrow or this afternoon. I think that was it. Just two guys, I think.
Donald Stevenson.
Donald rolled his ankle, but he finished practice. He's okay.
Last night, DeMarcus said he hoped or believed he would be ready for the regular season. Mm-hmm. Do you have any better sense of that?
Well, I guess I'm thinking along those lines. You know, with Greek, I think I know our work's fixing to pick up today. There's been a great deal of progress in the last few weeks. So how far are we away? I don't know. But my mindset has always been that I'm working him toward opening day, and I'm hoping, you know, he gets some time around the third preseason game. We'll see, you know. So it's going to be day-to-day right now.
After a couple of days, do you have any better sense of where Akeem is
and his? No, I would say it's the same. You know, I think it's going to – I know he's working really good with Luke, and, you know, Luke and Greek are on top of it. I think it's, you know, getting into all the football. So he's running. He's doing all those things. But doing that and doing the football cutting and stuff and starting to cover, it's a little different. But, yeah, he's doing well.
Shane Shackle quit off yesterday.
Who?
Shane Shackle.
What about him?
They would quit off.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, they're starters, you know, and they're, in all honesty, they're probably going to be starters – for this team for about 3 weeks as we work Vaughn up and wait on DeMarcus to come back. So what an opportunity for them. They had a great offseason, both of them. And, you know, we know how Shaq played last year for us, and then Shane came on, especially late in the season. So excited about both of their opportunities with this team.
Gary, you said you split fields. Notice near the end of practice you were watching Paxton. Mm-hmm. Day two evaluation.
I usually go when I do that. When I split fields, I go with the young guys, you know, because I want to really pay attention to, you know, how they're progressing and stuff. So we split coaches, we split fields. You know, I really, as a coach, I want every kid either be here or walk out of here and say, I had every chance to make that team, you know. And so getting reps for everybody is really important to us as an organization.
Coach, I like the addition of John Phillips, the big tight end.
Yeah, you know, we studied John as a free agent. We had an issue come up. Vanessa, I don't know if we've disclosed that yet, but he had an emergency appendectomy. And so all of a sudden we had an opportunity, and John was out there. Wade knows him. Joe D knows him. They had him, I think, Dallas, San Diego, and we played against him. So very happy to get him and try to catch him up.
What have you seen out of Emmanuel this offseason, and what are your expectations for him?
Well, I think Emmanuel's had a really good offseason. I mean, he's here every day, works extremely hard. Emmanuel wears his emotions on his sleeves. You watch him practice, you know, but he loves to play, and he's competing against the best out there every day. So very excited about him, and I think they're developing a good rapport with Mark and Trevor as we work. So, you know, he's doing a great job.
Last year it took you about a week, I remember, for Demarius to be in full speed.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Is that kind of the same time?
Oh, you're talking about with Vaughn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably about right. I know Vaughn went one more period today, so he's about halfway through practice right now, so I would like to think by midweek next week he's pretty close to being out there full time.
Thank you.